more than that, so you might at least drop me at my stop.
I'm afraid of this.
Fuck!
I'm okay. Chris is okay. Unless he gets car sick.
Sato?
Is he dying?
I don't know.
Christ.
Where were you? What happened to you?
We were blocked by a freight train.
Why would you put a train crossing in the middle of a downtown intersection?
Well, I didn't.
Where'd it come from?
Let me ask you a question. Why the hell were we ambushed, huh? Those were not normal projections. They've been trained, for God's sake.
You're right.
How could he be trained?
Fisher's had an extractor teach his subconscious to defend itself, so his subconscious is militarized. It should have shown in the research. I'm sorry.
So why the hell didn't it? Don't tell me to calm down. This was your job, goddammit. This was your responsibility. You were meant to check Fisher's background thoroughly. We are not prepared for this type of violence.
We have dealt with sub-security before. We'll be a little more careful and we're gonna be fine.
This was not a part of the plan. He's dying, for God's sake. Don't do that. Don't do that.
He's in agony. I'm waking him up.
It won't wake him up.
What do you mean it won't wake
him up? It won't wake him up.
When we die in a dream, we wake up.
Not from this. We're too heavily sedated to wake up that way.
Right, so what happens when we die?
I drop into limbo.
Are you serious?
Limbo?
Unconstructed dream space.
Well, what the hell is down there?
Just raw, infinite subconscious. Nothing is down there. Except for whatever might have been left behind by anyone sharing the dream who's been trapped there before. Which, in our case, is just you.
How long can we be stuck there?
Can't even think about trying to escape until the sedation is eased.
How long?
Decades. It could be infinite. I don't know. Ask him. He's the one who's been there.
Just get him upstairs.
Great. Thank you. So, now we're trapped in Fisher's mind battling his own private army, and if we get killed, we'll be lost in limbo till our brains turn to scrambled egg.
Someone got first aid?
So you knew about these risks, and you didn't tell us.
There weren't meant to be any risks. I didn't know we'd be dealing with a load of gunfire.
You had no right.
This is the only way to go three layers deep.
And you knew about this and went along with it.
I trusted him.
You trusted him when he promised you half his share?
No, his whole share. Besides, he said he'd done it before.
We'd done it before. What, with Ma? Because that worked so
that
good?
That has nothing to do with it. I did what I had to do to get back to my children.
So you led us into a war zone with no way out.
There is a way out, all right? We continue on with the job, and we do it as fast as possible, and we get out using the kick, just like before.
Forget it. If we go any deeper, we just raise the stakes. I am sitting this one out on this level, boys.
Fisher's security is surrounding this place as we speak. 10 hours of flight time is a week at this level. That means each and every one of us will be killed. That I can guarantee you. We have no other choice but to continue on and do it as fast as possible. Downwards is the only way forwards. Get ready. You, come on. Let's go shake him up.
I'm insured against kidnapping for up to $10 million. It should be very simple.
Shut up! It won't be.